Chapter 7 Nutu's Village. Neil and Julie follow Nutu into the heart of the rainforest. The pygmy boy is fit and walks quickly. He never falls. The two British children go very slowly. They come to a river. Nutu tells them to sit down. He climbs onto a big rock and looks down into the water. He doesn't move for a long time. Then suddenly he throws his spear into the water. He jumps in to fetch it. A big brown fish is stuck on the point.
Lunch!
laughs Nutu. They cook the fish on the fire, and while they eat, Julie asks Nutu about life in the rainforest.
Do you live in the forest, Nutu?
Yes, I live in little house in forest. My father, mother, grandfather live there too.
Is it near here?
Asks Neil.
In Big One Forest,
replies the boy vaguely.
Is your house near the white man's village?
Asks Julie hopefully.
No, white man not know my house, my village.
Then he continues.
My grandfather, very old, very clever man. I think he know way to big snow mountains. You talk my grandfather.
They walk for many hours that afternoon. They are now in a very old part of the jungle. They are surrounded by ancient trees that are covered in thick creepers and rare orchids. It is dark and cool on the floor of the forest. The children see many monkeys, and there are beautiful coloured parrots everywhere. In a clearing, they see a group of chimpanzees playing. Later, Nutu shows them giant squirrels that jump from tree to tree. In the evening, they arrive at Nutu's village, a group of about 10 huts next to a small river. The huts are made of branches and leaves. It's difficult to see them in the dense jungle. Smoke comes from a fire in the middle of the huts. The pygmies are cooking a small deer for dinner. It smells good. An old man comes out of a hut. He is very small and thin and very wrinkled, but his eyes are clear and intelligent. He speaks a strange language that the children don't understand. Nutu translates for them.
My grandfather say, you sleep here. Later, perhaps, we talk about big snow mountains.
Why perhaps?
Asks Neil.
Doesn't he know the way?
He know, but he not want tell you. He say, very dangerous. Strange things there.
We must convince him to tell us. It's very important,
says Julie.
I know,
says Nutu.
Have patience. Later, I explain to him. Now, we eat.
Everyone comes to eat near the fire. The pygmies are clean people and do not like to sit on the ground. The adults sit on bunches of sticks. The children sit on big leaves. They share their food with Julie and Neil. The meat is good. There are strange vegetables, too, cooked in the ashes of the fire.
Tastes like potato,
whispers Neil.
Yes, but there's no salt,
replies Julie. But they are hungry and eat everything, even the hard, dry nuts that the pygmies eat for dessert. Nutu offers them a big pouch full of a sweet liquid that the pygmies obtain from a special tree.
Very good,
he says, smiling.
You become strong.
After dinner, Nutu shows them his hut. Inside there is a large frame of sticks and creepers. On the sticks there are a lot of dry leaves.
This my bed,
Nutu says.
You sleep here. I go sleep my father's hut.
Julie lies down on the bed.
Ouch!
She says.
It's not very comfortable. It feels scratchy.
The two friends listen to the voices of the pygmies while they talk around the fire. They are not afraid of the forest now. They listen to the noises of the night. The forest seems to breathe around them. They are very tired and are soon asleep.